Good morning. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was a brand new song from Kim Ritchie off the new album, Every New Beginning. We heard A Way Around. I was going to play the song Joyrider. And well, you know, slippery fingers, these things happen. But Kim stepped up and said, don't worry about that. We could take care of that some other time, like the song on the radio. And maybe she'll play it. You never know. She is hanging out with us with a guitar in hand. But first, we'll chat. Hi, Kim.
Hello. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks. It's nice to be here. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Well, I didn't do anything with the beauty of the area, but I'm glad that you appreciate it. That's one thing. And it is a beautiful place. And a lot of people like myself come and visit and then they get stuck here. So if you need a place, we'll talk after the show.
Okay, deal.
Yeah. Well, you may get stuck here. And it is a treasure to have you in the studio of 98.1 KZE. Again, you don't come around that often. So to come here just to hang out with me in the studio with your guitar, I'm honored. And I've been a fan of yours for years, Kim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're so nice, Rick. It's great to be here. I'm glad I got... It's just been really nice since I got here. You're a friendly, funny person. So it's all right. It's great.
Okay. Well, now that you're warmed up, I'll give you some accolades. Somebody gave me Kim Ritchie's album Glimmer as a teenager, and I absolutely lived inside of every single one of those songs. Not a lot of people know this, but so much of my voice is really influenced by Kim Ritchie. You know, the slow vibrato thing in my voice? It's not natural. I got that by mimicking Kim Ritchie. Who said that? Brandi Carlile in Rolling Stone magazine.
That's pretty nice, isn't it?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's a good one. She's always helping other people, you know, lifting other folks up.
So, yeah. Well, to be a fan of yours, have you met her?
Yeah, last year. I've met her a few times. Last year she invited me to come to Girls Just Wanna Weekend.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I had no idea what to expect. And I wasn't in a great place, truthfully, because my mother had passed away just not long before that.
Sorry.
So I wasn't trying to, you know, I didn't prepare as I should have, because truly I just didn't care about much at that point. And I got down there with my guitar and had no idea what was going to go on. And it was absolutely amazing. Like, it's hard to explain the vibe of the festival. It's so inclusive and friendly and just really chilled and fun. And then they said we were going to get up on stage, me and Brandi and Brandi Clark and Mary Chapin Carpenter, and we're just going to sit in a line on this big stage where, you know, just before you've had Annie Lennox with a giant band.
Whoa.
And yeah, and so here we are. You know, I cried a lot that weekend because everything was fantastic. But we sat up on stage and took turns playing songs, and the audience was amazing. It was so quiet, like thousands of people. And so Chapin and I, basically, we just sat up there and cried in between songs. And then we tried to get it together when it was our turn to sing again.
Wow. How cool, though. I mean, to be emotionally moved by music. You never know what people's background is or what they're going through. And how the music affects them may be different than the next person. But to communally enjoy an experience, regardless of your background or how you're feeling, that's magic. That's being in concert. And that's something which is a really cool thing. And I'm glad that you, as an artist, got to experience that in your own right with other people.
Yeah. We were talking about that riding around in the van the other day, but like, we don't have... We have less shared experiences now because everybody's got their, like, you know, their earbuds and they're listening to their own music. We're not even watching the same shows on TV like we used to anymore. And, you know, the next morning you come, did you see Michael Jackson do the moonwalk? You know, but now it's like, you know, streaming and we're all in our little tiny bubbles, you know.
Well, Kim, over the years, you've had amazing musicians supporting your music, and you've put together some incredible bands. One time, I was driving in my car, and I was listening to NPR on the radio, And they have live music on that station every once in a while. So I'm cruising in my car and something caught my ear. It was a live performance. And the thing went on. I was driving for about 45 minutes, I caught. And the whole time, the artist did not say who they were. So I had no idea who it was. And I wasn't familiar with every song. And then there'd be a couple of words that were said where I was like, I'm going to look this up so I could find out who it is. And the artist started mentioning the Angel Share. That's the disappearance of alcohol in like a keg of alcohol as it's maturing. Some of it disappears and nobody knows where it goes because it's all liquid in a container. But you explained that to me, and I had to look up Angel Share, and I had to look up who this band was, because they didn't say, hi, we're the Kim Ritchie Band at all. I had to wait till the end of the program for the announcer to say, wasn't that a great performance from Kim Ritchie? I was so entranced by the whole vibe of the music and everything. I bought the album after that, just like, ah. Huge fan. And well, you know, just was so happy to find out exactly who it was and then get into your music. And it was a great live show and you're a great live performer. What inspires you?
What inspires me? All kinds of stuff. Nature does, you know, for one thing, we're talking about how beautiful it is up here. And also, I really like to collaborate with other people in songwriting and also playing. Like when I make records, I don't have everything all worked out. You know, I have ideas and that come up at the time, but I like to just ask really talented people to work with me that I love what they do and then let them come in and do it. And you just, it's just amazing, you know, working with other people. I like go in a different direction a lot of times that I might left to my own devices. So I really like working that way.
Well, I'm sure it's challenging because other people bring other influences in from other directions, which may not be in your whole wheelhouse. So you may not think like, oh, I'm going to go with this time in this direction. And somebody else might say, well, this is what I do. You want to check this out? And before you know it, that's a collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. I love the work you did, and I mentioned this before to you, with Chuck Prophet. And he's just a super talent. And the work that you did is so complimentary of each other.
I love Chuck. He's one of my best pals. I just talked to him not too long ago, too. But the first time I wrote with him, it was I was lucky enough that I had a really great publisher when I first started out. And she got a hold of Chuck's record, Homemade Blood. And she said, you know, I think you and this guy would be a good combo together. And that was early on in Nashville. And it was pretty outside the box of what I was doing at the time. And I had so much fun with Chuck. Like he showed up, you know, the San Francisco surfer dude with his beats. And I was like, okay, we got some beats. And he kept saying, we couldn't, I go, let's have the beats. And he's like, no beats until we get the song done. I was like, let's have some beats. So that was our first meeting together.
Okay. So I'm going to have to ask, were they drum beats or vegetables? No beats till we're done. Well, you've written and have a whole bunch of amazing tunes, and a lot of them have been covered by some very cool people. And well, who's your favorite cover of one of your songs?
You know, I can actually answer that because I'm a massive Patti Loveless fan. She is one of the most fantastic singers ever, I think, and she covered a song off of my first record. Wow. And what I really loved about it too, a lot of times when people will, you know, cover songs as if they haven't been recorded yet or whatever, but it'll just kind of sound exactly like me, only not me. But Patti Loveless was like, she made it her own in a very cool way, which I loved. And I got to sing, you know, the harmony parts. I think Mary Chapin Carpenter was on that too. Yeah.
So the new album, Every New Beginning, how long did this take you to create?
That was a really not very long. It I don't think people realize how much it costs to make a record. Mm. So, like, you know, back in the day when I was on a major label, you know, I'm getting put up at a hotel for a month and we're working in these huge studios. And
nah, I don't like that take.
Yeah. And we're writing songs in the studio, you know, with the clock ticking on the studio rental.
Yeah.
But so it's different times now. So we, you know, we got in the studio and got out pretty much. And
the songs were pretty much formulated and you went in and just.
Yeah. And played them.
Banged it out, yeah.
Yeah, and I sang, I didn't realize my vocals were a lot of the scratch things as live vocals as things were going down, and I was just set up with a mic, not even in a booth. I was in the room with the another guitar player was in there, and then the engineer. At one point, we were, you know how sometimes songs, or especially live, like the musicians will just kind of stumble in, kind of one at a time, and then you know, once everybody's in there, it kind of coalesces. Well, they started, you know, they were working on this song and they, you know, everybody's kind of playing their own thing and going in that direction. And Doug was playing guitar in the studio and I said, hey, I go, let's do like a stumble in, you know, intro on this one. And Doug, so like laconic is Doug, that describes him. And he just kind of turns around, looks at me and he goes, we're doing it. Oh, okay.
Well, Kim, there's nothing I would like more than to hear you play a song live for everyone. Here at 98.1 KZE, Kim Ritchie is hanging out with a guitar. So you got one? You got a song in you?
I got a song. I got a song. Let's see here. All right. I wrote this with my friend Don Henry, who is a really fantastic songwriter. I would recommend y'all check him out too. He has a record he's just able now to get on like all the streaming stuff. It's called Wild in the Backyard and it's great. So
thanks for the heads up.
Got on to this song by sitting around talking about what it was like growing up when we did. And turned into this song.
And
it's called Chapel Avenue.
Thank you.
By Kim Ritchie. All righty, here we go. Skateboards and lemonade stands, 4th of July parade bands, creature feature matinees, and high dive, I double dare ya, hormones enough to scare ya, daydreaming summertime away. And all the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe it all to you, Chapel Avenue. And hippies, hobos, ghosts and goblins, Dracula, Batman and Robin, all dressed up for beggar's night. And sissy bars, banana seats, popping wheelies down our street. Time flies sometimes at the speed of light. And all the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe it all to you, Chapel Avenue. Well, they cut down the lilac bush and they planted a pine tree. It'll never grow. What became of that old green chair I had a fort behind years ago. Years ago, where did they go? Well, goodbye, familiar faces, tree houses, hiding places, the stars at night, the hills we climbed. And childhood artifacts, green fields and cul-de-sacs, these are the things we leave behind. And all the gold of yesterday is a debt I can't repay. I owe it all to you. I do. Chapel Avenue.
Kim Ritchie, live, 98.1 KZE. Kim, is Chapel Avenue a real place?
Well, it is, but it wasn't my street name, because my street name was Fritchie, which isn't that great.
It doesn't rhyme in with a song. Much.
But there is a Chapel Avenue that's like one street over from where I live in East Nashville, and it is like, it's like that. There's kids on bikes, there's sidewalks, they go all out for Halloween, like when, you know, kids weren't allowed to go around and for Beggar's Night and get candy because of the pandemic. They had all these elaborate, like, shoots where they could shoot candy out of the house at the kids, you know, all this stuff. So Chapel Avenue, it's not mine, but it's there. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I love the fact that you mentioned sissy bars and banana seats. And I had a Schwinn apple crate when I was a kid.
Nice.
And all you wanted was to have that cool banana seat.
I know. Usually like gold glitter. Yeah, remember gold those? Glitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the sissy bar is like, yeah, so you look like, you know, you're on a motorcycle. Yeah. And you feel like it.
Yep.
Well, that's really cool. And it put me in a place where I thought about my youth from what you were saying in the song. And that's a beautiful thing. And, well, you mentioned collaborations, and we mentioned Chuck Prophet. Who else have been some of your favorite collaborations?
Well, my newest favorite is Aaron Lee Tashton. And I wrote the song that you played earlier with Aaron Lee, and also with another fellow, a really talented songwriter, Brian Wright. And he's a friend. I met him through Aaron Lee. But Aaron Lee used to be my across the alley neighbor, and I would sit over on my side of our carports face each other across the alley, and we both live in tiny houses, so our cars don't go in there. That's our patio area, you know. I've got like patio furniture and a barbecue grill and a fire pit, which is probably not the safest thing, but you know, it's all in there.
But you don't get wet.
No, yeah. So I would hear him over there playing you know, guitar, and I didn't know who it was. And then somebody said, you know, that's Aaron Lee Tashton over there. And so I thought, wow, that's cool, because I'd seen him before and knew of him.
Is that how neighbors in Nashville meet each other? You hang out on your patio, you play songs, and you go, I recognize that voice.
No, I never met him. I was too intimidated, because he's really cool. And I was like, I don't know if I'm cool enough to be friends with Aaron Lee. And so I didn't meet him until we played a show together at
the
Bluebird.
Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't,
how bizarre.
I didn't say
hey,
anything.
Hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. So life in Nashville's been okay?
It's okay. It's just the city. I don't know that city anymore. You know, it's just, it got so big, and there's so many people there now, and it's kind of outgrown everything that's there. Traffic's
I've heard
crazy.
It's like a bachelor and bachelorette.
Yeah.
Party haven, and busloads of bachelorettes will get out of the bus and they just go get wasted.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so glad. Yeah, please come to our town and misbehave. Fantastic.
Well, it keeps the police very busy. Kim Ritchie, our guest this morning on the Up and Running Show, 98.1 KZE. How about you give us, if you may, one more tune, and then we'll say goodbye for now.
Want me to play Angel Share?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll play that one.
Okay, cool.
Since we've already had the tutorial on what Angel Share actually means.
It's the missing part of the alcohol when you go to look at it. And you go, what happened? This was filled to the top.
It's gone. Yeah. Alrighty, here we go. Let's see. Okay, I think I sound all right. Okay. No peace.
Kim Ritchie, live 98.1 KZE. Well, Kim, thank you for making my day and my week. How special to have you playing live here at 98.1 KZE, and you came to visit us, and we appreciate that. And good luck with some upcoming dates. And folks, check out Every New Beginning, brand new album from Kim Ritchie. It's available everywhere. Kim, what's the website?
Oh, kimritchie.com, oddly enough. And my last name is spelled R-I-C-H-E-Y.
Is that like Lionel?
He spells his differently.
He's got the I-E.
Yeah.
Cool. Kim Ritchie, it's just nothing but a pleasure. I wish that if the powers that be would be, that you could just hang out all day and play music. But you got a busy schedule, and we got stuff to do ourselves. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and life to join us here in Radio Land.
That's been great to pleasure. Meet you. Thank you, Rick. I got to come back up here and play a show or something sometime.
Yeah, we'll get a show with you going, and so everyone could see you. We like it that way. It is 9:38. Kim Ritchie, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Pick up the album, Every New Beginning. Go to kimritchie.com. Start there and get yourself some brand new music for your collection, and look out in the future and go see Kim Ritchie live. You'll do yourself a favor. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back after these messages.